Kelly Carls, News Talk 1510 WLAC. We're trying to help men and women figure each other out a little bit better today. Jenny Lynn Bader is with us. She's written the definitive male-female dictionary. It's called He Meant, She Meant. You want to talk to her? 737-WLAC, 1-800-688-WLAC. Jenny Lynn, here is how a typical conversation might go at my house. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, my wife will say to me, "What do you think I should wear to that luncheon tomorrow?" And I'll say, "What luncheon?" And she'll say, "I told you that I had to go to a luncheon tomorrow." And I'll say, "No, you didn't." And then here's where it comes. She'll say, "Yes, I did. It was Tuesday night. You were sitting on the couch. You were wearing your gray sweater. You had a newspaper in your lap. CNN was on the television. You were drinking a Diet Coke. And I told you that I had a luncheon." And you said, "Oh, yeah, okay, fine." Is that pretty typical?
I told you women idealize the past. She remembers every lovable detail about the past.
Sometimes I feel like there's a camera on me all the time.
Oh, no. No, she just loves, you know, she loves noticing and observing things about you. You know, for women, love has a lot to do with noticing and with observation. And being observant is a very important value.
When we first got married, though, it did make me paranoid. Now I'm starting to get used to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the definition, I can see why it would make you paranoid. My definition of observant in He Meant, She Meant is luminously aware of all around you, from newly styled haircuts to imminent nervous breakdowns. And the male definition is quick to notice the key linebacker even before John Madden has circled him with electronic chalk.
So, you nailed it.
I think that observant is definitely a very different term when used in the male and female languages. And women really do. I mean, are just much more likely to notice both, you know, the new haircut that anyone gets, whether they be male or female, the small detail, the, you know, strange emotional aura, the strange emotional state of somebody who's, you know, starting to lose their mind, any little thing like that. Whereas, you know, for men, it comes down to the electronic chalk, really.
Unbelievable. We've got several people who want to talk to you here, Jenny Lynn, so let's plunge in. Billy in Springfield, you're next up on WLAC. Good morning.
Morning. I'd just like to address, first of all, the point she made about women who listen better and start talk more and listen better.
Mm-hmm.
That's real easy to do when the man ain't talking so much. It's real easy to hear what he's saying. Conversely, when the woman is yattering on for about 20 minutes, your eyes sort of glaze over and you just can't hear it anymore. One other point I would like to make is men speak, the way they communicate is much different. Men speak or communicate with the spoken word. Women communicate through telepathy, and they expect you to do the same. They want you to know what they're thinking. They don't want to tell you what they're thinking. They expect, well, if you loved me, you would know. And I'll let y'all go with that.
All right, Billy, thank you. Any comment there, Jenny Lynn?
Oh, yes, it's so true. It's so true. Is my main comment. Listening is a really big problem. We, you know, explain this in our essays on listening, my essay, you know, Listening and Loss and the phenomenon of lost words, which I think is such a true one. I think that for women, listen means to hear with care. We really do think that caring has to do with the act of listening, whereas the male definition of listen in our book is to sit still and take in words and emotions and pretend that all of them are necessary.
Well, now, see, I've always had a theory that young men are better listeners than older men because their brains aren't full yet. But you reach a point somewhere in your 30s that your brain gets full and you can't take in any new words unless you get rid of some old ones.
I also like Bill's definition of the word distant, which is how a woman may describe you if you don't quit your job to listen to her.
Score another one. Dan in Nashville, you're on WLAC. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I read your book, thought it was outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Really enjoyable reading. Secondly, I'm concerned about what the Barbie Doll Corporation is doing with this new and improved Barbie that's
mm-hmm.
being put out for the younger children. Two questions on that. First of all, what is the message that is contained in that to younger girls? And secondly, will the other Barbies pick on her and talk about her behind her back?
All right, Dan, thank you. All right, are we going to have some cattiness in Barbie world, do you think?
Well, the thing that really alarms me, I'm not sure what's new improved about Barbie, but what alarms me is handicapped Barbie,
mm-hmm.
disabled Barbie. You know, this is a new thing that you can get Barbie in a red wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yes, and there was a problem, I think, with the wheelchair that it wouldn't fit through the doors of the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Right, the Barbie Dreamhouse is not handicapped access. This is just...
Well, I think what Dan was talking about with the new and improved Barbie, and I'm not an expert on this, but I believe it has something to do with a Barbie that has a little bit thicker waist and not quite so much on top, so that her proportions are a little more real world as opposed to what they have.
The supermodel Barbie.
Right.
Yeah, well, Barbie, I guess, you know, the theory is that Barbie encouraged anorexia, the old Barbie. And I don't really think that's true, because most girls would, you know, not really look at Barbie and think, oh, I have to go on a diet. They would look at Barbie and think, oh, let's paint her green. I mean, I really don't think that Barbie is the cause of anorexia. You know, I think that Vogue should, you know, look into its problems. Because Barbie is obviously a doll, and a doll is supposed to be, you know, an idealization. And will the other Barbies make fun of her? Probably. I think those Barbies are mean girls.
You know, you're talking about painting Barbie green. One might be led to ask questions about your childhood and upbringing, but we won't do that here. We won't do that. It's nine.
Oh, come on, everyone painted her green.